heart, slaying darkness with belief. And we don't really care who you are, regardless of how lost you are returning from, regardless of how...
All right, our awesome teens, we're talking about your experience with anxiety. Talking about steps that you can take to reduce it, maybe even eliminate it. And of course, this, in this case, we're not talking about just, you know, those momentary experiences with anxiety. We're talking about when you are normally feeling too much anxiety. It's just part of your lifestyle. We need to do something about that. So again, we're talking about ways of dealing with that and looking now at what I promised you, more of what you can do yourself to see if maybe you can take matters into your own hands and have no need for medication. To reduce normal levels of anxiety, set a period of about 20 minutes each day to devote to just relaxing. It's all about the relaxation for 20 minutes each day. Remove distractions as much as you can. Turn off the sound on your computer. Turn off the ringer on your cell phone. This is about relaxation. It is not good to be connected all the time. One of the ways that we can teach ourselves, train ourselves to begin to relax a little bit better is by embracing the fact that we do not have to be connected to the whole world 24/7. So this 20-minute relaxation period is your time, your singular, not your plural, not you and them, just you. 20 minutes of relaxation. During this 20-minute period, remain as still as you can. Focus your thoughts on the immediate moment and eliminate any outside thoughts to compete for your attention. Try to notice which parts of your body feel relaxed and which parts of your body feel tense. Right now, you're looking at your own relaxation program. That's what this is about. And one of the things that you're doing is getting to know your body so that you can work with your body so your body can work with you in reducing stress. As you go through the steps of noticing which parts of your body feel relaxed and which parts of your body feel tense, try to imagine that every muscle in your body is becoming relaxed and free of tension. Picture all the muscles in your body beginning to go loose and limp. And literally picture this in your mind. Remember, you have 20 minutes. That is not forever, but that is a pretty decent amount of time. So you don't have to rush to get to the point where you see your body loose and limp in 10 seconds. You have time. You have time to pay attention to what's happening with your body. And if it makes it a little easier for you, consider focusing on a different section of your body at a time. Maybe focusing on your forehead initially and working your way down the different sections of your body. Start with your forehead, move to your shoulders, and maybe to your chest. A lot of people can relieve stress on the heart if they'll relieve some of the stress on the chest. Do I feel tense in these parts of my body? Do I feel relaxed? Check out what's happening with your triceps and biceps. Are your upper arms feeling tense? Are they feeling relaxed? Pay attention to your forearms, your hands, hips, your thighs, your abdomen. Starting again with your head, working your way all the way down to your feet, a section at a time. If it's, you know, just too difficult for you to focus on your whole body at one time, focus on a different section of your body. That can be just as effective as working on the whole body all at once, especially if you're getting used to this whole idea of determining whether your body is tense or relaxed. Because truth be told, you may have parts of the body that are actually fairly relaxed, while at the exact same time, other parts of your body are tense. So that's one way to do it. And once you work with the whole body, from starting with the head, working your way down, or if you prefer, working it with your feet, starting at the feet, working your way up, I just kind of prefer the idea of working from the top down, from the top and working your way down. Seems like it that might be a safer, more effective way, making sure the blood pressure and all that kind of stuff really levels off the way it should. But at any rate, whichever way you prefer to go, and then picture all the muscles in the body beginning to go loose and limp. What about breathing? You can have a breathing program that is part of your relaxation program where you concentrate on making your breath slow and even. Each time you exhale, picture your muscles becoming even more relaxed. As with each breath, you breathe the tension away. And that can actually happen too. One of the reasons that they say that when you're feeling stressed, you should slow down, take 10 deep breaths, one at a time. Breathe in real deep. Breathe out real deep and slow. Slow breath in, slow breath out. It literally slows your body down. At the end of 20 minutes, take a few moments to focus on the feelings and the sensations that you've been able to achieve. And notice whether areas that felt tense now feel looser, more relaxed, and whether any areas of tightness are still there. Some people find that chanting even a single word, or singing, or praying, or focusing their vision on an object or some type of light, like a candle or even a fireplace, also helps them achieve a more relaxed state of mind. So don't be surprised if the relaxed feeling begins to fade once you get up and return to your normal activities. Many teens find that it's only after several weeks of daily consistent practice that they're able to maintain the relaxed feeling beyond the practice session. So when should you get help for anxiety? If you have high levels of anxiety, as mentioned before, it's important to seek treatment. About 13% of teenagers have high enough anxiety to meet medical or psychotherapeutic treatment. All right, so again, what can you do if you're experiencing too much anxiety? You can try medication, including specific anti-anxiety drugs. You can look into cognitive behavioral therapy. You can consider biofeedback. You can consider using relaxation techniques, including muscle relaxation, breathing control, and if necessary, again, the professionals to help out. Do what you can to relax your mind, to relax your bodies, to relax your souls, so that you can enjoy your life so much better. I'll be back.